Hello and welcome, everyone. This is Darius Barzani. You're tuning into the UWealth Revolution Shift 2012. I am incredibly excited and actually really honored to have somebody that I've known about for many years and worked together with Noah a couple times years ago. And I really wanted to have Noah on because one of the things about this gentleman that we're going to have is he really has gotten down the science of releasing the stuff that is keeping you from living your best life now. And some of these things are actually going to surprise you. In fact, you may be a little shocked that some of the stuff that we've been taught, and I might even say taught by even some of the speakers on this call, we may fly directly in the opposite direction of that, and you're going to see why that could actually be to your benefit. So I'm just going to warn you, there's some things here that will probably surprise you, but when you start trying them out, which we'll do on the call, you're going to feel a shift in your energy and a shift in how you see your life and what's possible. And I'm going to want to see and hear that from you. So definitely go to uwealthrevolution.com/now, N-O-W, and just like share what you're feeling as we go through this, because we're going to, I know Noah definitely always has stuff we can try on, and you're going to feel some things that you can take away right now. Now, one of the things I want to ask people is, and Noah has this as something really key that we need to ask, like what would it be like if we could get more done in our life with a lot less effort, struggle? What if we could have more abundance without struggle and fighting ourselves? You know, I went through times in my life where I was literally fighting to make ends meet or fighting to create what I wanted. And some of these tweaks are actually going to be like the difference between swimming upstream and absolutely being downstream and letting the current take you. So if you want your life to just flow like it's going downstream, you're going to want to hear some of these things. And same thing will happen with relationships and other areas in our life. Now, Noah St. John is one of the experts today. He's one of the most quoted experts on how to remove and release the energy that is keeping you stuck, those thoughts, those patterns, those things in your head that are just holding you back, and almost like, I almost call it like garbage because it keeps us from who we really are. And he's appeared literally all over the place because his message is so powerful. 2,000 different media outlets, including CNN, ABC, NBC, Women's Day, The Washington Post, and Parade Magazine. And he also is a lifestyle design expert and a best-selling author of literally 6 books that have been translated into 12 languages all around the world. And you're going to hear that he actually didn't start that way. And he started dealing with many of the same challenges and fears that you have. But what he discovered changed his life forever. And, you know, he actually says it himself. He does not have a formal education in business, but he actually has empowered millions of people, done more than people who have all sorts of training all over the place, because he's teaching from the heart, he knows what he's doing, and he's proven it in his own life. So if you're ready to get unstuck and also really tap into what you're meant to be here, be present, turn off all distractions, this is going to be exciting. Noah, welcome to the UWealth Revolution. It's so exciting to have you, and it's definitely an honor.
Well, thank you very much, Darius. I really appreciate that introduction. I'm going to have to take you on the road with me. That was really awesome.
Sure, anytime, man. I would love it. And
you just pumped up my confidence. Like, that was great. So I'm feeling really good now. So thank you.
Well, I love talking with you because you come from a place of a lot of energy, a lot of optimism, and a lot of expectancy about what's possible for everybody here. And, you know, maybe we'll start with what is holding most people back from really their greatest self and their greatest life?
You know, Darius, I love that question because that's what I call the $11 billion question. And you remember the $64,000 question? Well, this is the $11 billion question. And the reason I say that is because that's the amount of money that the studies show that's what Americans, just people in North America, are spending on personal growth and self-help products. Every year, $11 billion. Imagine that. I mean, I think it's actually a lot more than that, but that's just the numbers that I could find. So I know that sounds like a crazy number. So for everyone listening, just think about how much money you've spent recently in the last year or so on all these different self-help, personal growth, money-making products, whatever, you know, energy, whatever it is that, you know, you've spent your hard-earned money on. And that, you know, I'm just going to call it self-help because that's what it is. Even if it's weight loss, you know, that's also another, of course, huge topic. The problem is, Darius, that for so many people, self-help becomes what I call shelf help, meaning they spend their hard-earned money, they're investing this, they have great hopes for all these different programs, but what happens is because of the things that we'll be talking about today, you know, in this interview, so much of it just ends up on the shelf, right, with all the other stuff you bought. And then it's like, oh, boy, and then they go on to the next thing and the next thing, but meanwhile, they're still feeling stuck. And so this is what is so frustrating for so many people. And so in order to answer the question of, well, why is this happening? Why are so many people struggling with shelf health and not feeling like they're living the lifestyle that they really want to live? And in order to answer that question, we actually have to answer a deeper question, which basically is, what causes human behavior? That's what we're really asking, isn't it? We're really asking, well, what actually causes human behavior? Now, we could talk about just that for, you know, the next 3 hours, but the point is, when you boil it down, there's really two things going on in the human being that causes behavior. And the way that I look at that, it's like a scale. So it's really simple to think about. So if you think about a scale, not like a bathroom scale, but like the scales of justice or the Libra scales, you know, you've seen like in a courtroom, right, with the two plates on either side of a central fulcrum. Well, you have on one hand, you have the why to's of doing something, and on the other hand, the why not to's. So you have why to's and why not to's. So let me give you an example. For everyone listening, let me ask you a very simple question. Why are you listening to this program right now? Why are you here? Why are you present? Well, the answer is because you perceived that there were more reasons to do that, more why to's, in other words, or benefit of doing that, than why not to's or cost, right? That's why you're here. You perceive somebody told you about this program or you heard about it online or whatever it is, a friend told you, and you said, hey, that sounds really neat. Let me go check it out. So in your brain somewhere, you had a thing that said, hey, let's do that. And so that's a benefit. And now so that's the why to's. I'm going to learn how to change my life. I'm going to learn how to have more time, more money, more energy, better relationships, you know, whatever it is for you. I want to be healthier, what have you, right? So that's your why to's of doing the thing. But on the other hand, you say, well, what are the costs? What are the costs of doing it? Well, right now, for most people listening to this, you know, there's no cost if you're listening to this live. It's a free program. It might be a cost of time, right? A time. What about all the other things you could be doing? There's a cost of your attention. That's actually one of the most precious resources now, isn't it? Because there's 5,000 things every minute we could be doing, isn't there? Oh, I got to do this. Oh, I got to do that. Oh, I got to do this. I got to do that. And so, you know, not just money is a cost, but also our attention. So when you look at why to's and why not to's, you say, well, Noah, that makes sense. I get that. Yeah, I see that everything I do is based on my why to's and why not to's. You know, everything you do, what you wear, what you do for work, what kind of car you drive, what you had for breakfast this morning, all comes down to your why to's and why not to's. And yet, why are so many people stuck? Well, the answer to that question, Darius, then we have to go into the second part of what makes a human being a human being. And that is, very simply, the conscious and the subconscious. It's like an iceberg. So everybody, picture an iceberg in your mind, and you know that a very small part of that iceberg is visible above the surface, about 5%, and the vast 95% is below the surface. Well, it's just like that in the human mind. In the human being, we have the part that's above the surface called the conscious mind, and the part below the surface called the subconscious mind. So when you put these two things together, why to's and why not to's, conscious and subconscious, the answer to why people are stuck becomes actually stunningly simple. And that is, the why to's of success exist in the conscious mind. That means everyone wants to succeed. Everyone wants more time, more money, more energy, better relationships, better health. We all want those things, whatever we call success. Everyone wants those things on the conscious level. Why do you think we're spending our hard-earned money on these things? And yet, have you ever stopped to think about what could be a why not to of success? A why not to, or in other words, a cost of actually allowing yourself to succeed. So what I show you, Darius, in my program is that there is a massive but fundamental difference between how to succeed and how to let yourself succeed. So I've been teaching these programs to, as you mentioned, you know, hundreds of thousands of people since 1997. And all the time, I've never met one person who didn't want to succeed. And I know everyone listening to this program wants to succeed. But the problem is that want to, that why to, is for most people at the conscious level, which, as I just showed you, is only the 5%. Meanwhile, you have the vast unconscious, the 95%, that is stuck with the why not to's. So what I've shown in my programs, and what I give you, is the step-by-step formula to, number one, identify your why not to's of success, and then number two, most importantly, very simply and very systematically eliminate them so that you stop stopping yourself from the success that you're capable of.
Wow. I mean, this really is the crux of the human condition and getting what we really want in life, because this why not to, for everybody here, is the energy that keeps you stuck. It's that constant flowing pattern of either negative belief or thought or fear at the deepest level that is just constantly eroding the things that we want from our grasp. It's kind of like you're walking and the ground, as you get closer and closer, just keeps getting further and further away from you, and you're trying to reach that next level. Now, Noah,
let me give you another analogy just to jump off what you just said, and then I want to get to your question. But it's actually also, Gary, it's another analogy that I use with my clients all the time, is it's like you're driving down the road of life with one foot on the brake and one foot on the gas. See, the gas is your why to. I want to get there. Let's say you're driving from New York to Miami. You want to get there. You know, success, whether it's weight loss, happiness, more money, grow my business, be happy, whatever success is. Again, I'm not telling anybody what success means to them. That's a very personal and private thing. But my point is, you want that. So my foot's on the gas. That's why I'm buying all these things. I'm working really hard on the conscious level, and yet in the subconscious, unbeknownst to the person, their foot is slammed on the brake. And so that is why precisely they're stuck.
Yeah, and I mean, there's a key distinction on the analogy you gave, because you know, in my situation where I said you could just keep going forward, but the road, you know, sort of like the object keeps getting farther away, that's one scenario. But with the foot on the brake, it actually makes you more tired. It makes you more worn down. It destroys your body because of that negative energy. It really defeats your system, because you're working harder on one level to actually get results, but on another level, you're actually defeating yourself subconsciously. Well, I've got to ask this. Your story, I've heard before. I remember there were certain components where you actually had to find out how to unlock this, and you had tried a lot of different things, and you actually were not the same Noah St. John that's sitting with us here today. You had some challenges, didn't you?
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, you know, some people who really don't know me or my story, they say, oh, yeah, no, that's easy for you because, you know, you were born with a silver spoon in your mouth, or, you know, you've always had this, you've always been wealthy or successful. Nothing could be further from the truth. I mean, I grew up poor in the middle of a wealthy neighborhood, ironically. So we were literally dirt poor. We lived at the end of a dirt road. And I remember one time my father, we moved like 9 times before my 6th birthday because my parents just couldn't afford the rent. They just kept moving and moving and moving. And finally, when I was about 6 years old, my dad went into the local bank, and somehow, he's a very persuasive guy, persuaded them to give him a loan to build a house. The problem was they still didn't have any money. So I remember one time we lived at the end of this dirt road, and my dad said to my brother and I want you to go around the neighborhood and collect rocks. Literally, collect rocks from the area, the neighborhood, so that we can build a fireplace, because we couldn't afford the bricks. So we literally built a fireplace out of stones, rocks from the neighborhood. And when I was about 15 years old, you know, we just, you know, my parents would argue all the time about money. I mean, all those years just growing up was just no money and arguing all the time. And finally, when I was about 15, there was a knock on the door. My mom answered the door. She came back. She had tears in her eyes. And she said, "We've just been foreclosed on." And, of course, I said, "Well, what does foreclosed mean?" I didn't know what that meant. And, you know, my dad basically said, "Well, that means we have to move again." So, I mean, it was really, really hard. I know a lot of folks are going through stuff like that right now. I mean, so, you know, I had one of those earlier foreclosure stories, I guess. Now there's, unfortunately, so many people going through very similar challenges. But basically, at that point, Darius, I said, "I've got to find a way out of this. I mean, this sucks. I don't like having to be always in fear and always never having money. And I just don't know what that means." And, you know, I don't want people to misinterpret it and say, "Oh, it's all about the money." The money for 78% of people come to me, and their number one frustration is either fear of running out of money or frustration because they've been working so hard and it's just not showing up. And right. So, you know, I just use money or success, whatever you want, not because it's the most important thing, but it's because something that people are so worried about right now. Does that make sense? I mean, so I don't want people to think, "Oh, you know, all he talks about is money." It's just that's like a really easy thing to point to and say, "Okay, how are we doing?" It's like a measuring stick. That's all it is. It's not the beginning and the end. It's just, okay. So anyway, for me, that's what I had to do. I was like, "Well, what do you do?" If you've heard of that book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, you know, I only had a poor dad. So what I had was the library. I'm like, "Okay, tell me what to do." I mean, I read Dale Carnegie, Napoleon Hill, you know, all the classics. And I'm like, "How do you do this?" Wayne Dyer, you know, whoever. Stephen Covey. I just would read everything that I could and try to study and figure this out. And I was working and working and working and working at it. And it was sort of coming together. But then in 2006, I realized, well, everything came crashing down again, and I ended up tens of thousands of dollars in credit card debt, and I had to move back into my parents' basement. And so I ended up working on my parents' basement, tens of thousands of dollars in credit card debt. I'm like, "Wow, this sucks. What the heck?" You know? And so I'm like, "What is going on here? What is missing?" And that's when I said, "Okay, I have got to find what's missing here." And that's what's so funny, because the program that we're going to be talking about, or, you know, sharing with you guys later, is called Affirmations, the Missing Piece to Having Abundance. And that's exactly the reason that this came about, this name, is because, number one, with my experience of what is missing, and I had to find it, and I finally, you know, found it and started teaching people about it. But what's so funny is the people who get this program kept writing to me, and they say, "Noah, thank you for giving me the missing piece. Thank you for giving me the missing piece." And I finally said, "That sounds like a good name. You know, that's a good title," because they keep telling me that's what it is. "Oh, thanks for giving me the missing piece." So that's why we called it that.
Okay, now we're all getting excited. I've got a bunch of people writing in and saying, "Okay, what did he say this was?" Okay, so you shifted something in your mind. You found a process or a mechanism to literally erase that negativity, those subconscious beliefs forever, and radically transform your life. How has your life changed since the days when you were down in the dumps? I mean, is it dramatically different?
It's completely different. Yeah, it is utterly different. I mean, let me put it this way. Remember I was just sharing with you that I was in the library and I was reading all the classics of you know, Napoleon Hill and Dale Carnegie, and you know, of course, they're no longer with us, but of course, people who are still with us, people like Stephen Covey and John Gray and Harv Eker and Harvey McKay and, you know, Joe Vitale, Jack Canfield, you know, people who are great thought leaders who are you know, here, and a lot of them are on your show, which is cool. But anyway, my point is, I would read these books, and I would go, "Man, if I could ever meet these guys, wouldn't that be amazing? Wouldn't that just be incredible?" I had no idea how I would ever meet them. And then I had a dream that said, "Man, if I ever wrote a book, wouldn't it be amazing to get their testimonials? I mean, wouldn't that just be incredible?" Well, long story short, I have all of those. I mean, if you look on the back of my latest book, which is called The Secret Code of Success, I mean, I have Harvey McKay, Jack Canfield, Joe Vitale, John Gray, Stephen Covey. Then I've got Neil Donald Walsh, I mean, Roger Dawson, Joan Borisenko. I mean, it just goes on and on. And I just, wow, I'm like, how the heck did that happen? It was like incredible.
Right.
And then, you know, I started, when my last book came out, I started getting invited to speak on all these stages around the world, the places like Australia and Palm Springs and all these things. So, I mean, yeah, all this happened because when I found that switch, I was like, I did not realize, and I mean, just like a, to bring it back to what I was sharing a moment ago with the,
yeah,
the why twos and why not twos, the conscious and the subconscious. So the point of, or I should say, the problem with the subconscious mind. Okay, so think about that iceberg again. Okay, so remember,
okay,
just picture an iceberg, and you've got the 5%, the little teeny dinky bit there that's above the surface. So I actually call that the surface or the line of consciousness, right? The surface of the water. Let's think of this line of consciousness. So you know, we all know what our conscious thoughts are, right? And most of our conscious thoughts, quite frankly, are still not very good. Like, man, why am I such a loser? And how come I'm so stupid? And how come I can't do anything right? And why is there more month left at the end of the money, right? You know, pretty disempowering thoughts. And so that's bad enough. And then you get the subconscious in there that's probably even more negative for most of us. I know it was for me. And very disempowering. And
yeah.
So what I realized I needed was a system, a method, a formula that would enable me to put a light on that subconscious. Because just going back to, it's a very powerful analogy, and the reason that it is because what most people are doing, not it's not their fault. You know, it's if you're doing this or you see that you're doing this, this is not your fault. This is what we've been taught and trained to do, which is really, if you think about it, we've been trained to fight the 95 with the 5, right? Just think about it. We are trained that we're going to fix that 95% with the 5%. What do you think of the odds if you have a 95% fighting a 5%, which one do you think is going to win? You know?
Yeah.
So let's
yeah.
say that you've been sort of saying these, for example, a lot of people have been using affirmations, you know, positive affirmations. I am happy. I am rich. I can do it. I'm good enough. And if you believe those, that's great. I mean, you know, if you believe it, then yay, and you'll be doing it. The problem is for most people who grew up with not enough, like me, again, when I say that, I mean the difference between having enough and not enough. In other words, lack or abundance, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So clearly my story is one of lack. You know, again, I'm not saying this as a victim. I'm just saying, you know, that's what I experienced was there is no money. There'll never be any money. You'll never have money. That's the message, you know? So just forget it, kid. Okay. You know, and I mean, we don't know any better. At least I didn't. So anyway, my point is going from lack to abundance, how the heck are you supposed to do that? I mean, it's like a chasm that, and yet there's all these gurus and teachers who are on the abundance side basically saying, hey, man, it's easy. Just come on. What's the problem? Meanwhile, you're on the other side of the chasm going, but how do I get there?
Right.
What do you want me to do? Just do it. Oh, and they're yelling back, well, just do it. Just think positive. You're like, can I throw something at you? I mean, this is not helping. I'm sorry. I get a little worked up, so I apologize to those if I'm yelling too loud, but I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, Noah, the truth is, I mean, I've got to say this, too, because we're talking about subconscious mind and the energy of that. I mean, in my work in hypnosis and as a hypnotist for my studies, what we actually would find is that if you had a negative belief in that 95 percentile place, and you kept saying a positive affirmation, you actually would influence that 95% subconscious to actually work harder, guys, H-A-R-D-E-R, harder to exert its influence in your life. So if you have this I'm not worthy subconscious program and you keep saying I'm worthy, I'm worthy, I'm worthy, you actually, your subconscious will then begin to work harder to manifest things to show you why you're not worthy. And that's kind of why people feel good for a while and then the crash is even bigger. So I don't know if you've experienced that or your clients have, is there in that rat race?
Yes, that's a perfect way to describe it. It's like it's what I would say is it's like that guy digs his heels in and says, oh, yeah,
exactly.
Right? I'll show you, you know, no, you're not worthy. And meanwhile, you're not even sure who you're talking to because it's in the subconscious. I remember one of my clients years ago, he said, Noah, when I started doing this work, when I started following this formula, it's like you turned the light on in a room inside of me that had been completely dark my whole life. And, wow. And I thought that was a really accurate statement, actually. I mean, I thought that was actually really, it is what happens. It is like you turn a light on in a room that's been totally dark your whole life. Because I was like, you're right, because we can't, how the heck are we supposed to see it? If it's beneath the surface of consciousness, how do you get there? You know, and the other, again, going back to the chasm, the point is, there are so many gurus and teachers in this industry who are well-meaning and, you know, who are very, very successful. And they literally are on the other side. And they basically are saying, well, come on over. And you're like, but how do I get there? You know, and that was what was so frustrating for me, coming from an experience of lack, coming from poorness, coming from I don't have. How the heck do I get to the place of I have? Just saying it over and over is not working, guys. It didn't work. And, you know, hey, if it works for anybody listening, I mean, yay, you're smarter than me, obviously. But, I mean, that's my point. It's like I didn't get it. And that's what, you know, to go back to that, that's why so many people have said, thank you for giving me the missing piece. It's like we couldn't even see the bridge. And meanwhile, the bridge is actually right there. We just couldn't see it because no one had shown it to us.
Yeah. Now we're going to talk about the method, and we're going to talk about it in a moment. I want to hear some of your questions that you have. Send them in at uwealthrevolution.com/now for Noah. I want to hear also some of the things that you want to create in your life. Like, what are the things you want to see happen in your life? So then we can ask Noah about those and see if maybe there's something he can give us to help you to succeed and create that. And Noah, one question before we get into the specifics of some of the techniques is, as people are listening here and maybe their life's gotten a lot better. We've had a lot of people whose lives have gotten better. We've had some people's lives have stayed the same. Some people whose lives seem to be getting more challenging. What are some signs or symptoms or things that people could look at in their own life to see whether or not they may have just an unconscious program or unconscious energy block or something that's keeping them from what they really want and what they really are, quite honestly?
Yeah, I love that. I think that's very, very powerful. And I love how you say that, Darius, which is, you know, in my work, I talk a lot about the authentic self, which is who you really are. And we all came into this world as that being, that perfect being, whether, you know, you have physical challenges or health challenges or financial challenges or whatever. I mean, we all have things to overcome, but yet we're still that perfect being inside. And, you know, what's so amazing is that I think when people have such resilience and they have such desire to have a better life for themselves, not just in a selfish way, like, oh, I just want to have piles of money or whatever. But really, for most people, I look at this as to bring it down to one word, which is legacy. People want to have that legacy, that lifestyle for themselves and their family, their loved ones. And then they want to, like you said earlier, share their voice and have their voice be heard, whether it's through books or speeches or online or articles or just with their families. You know, it's not like everybody has to, you know, have all these things. I think it's just when you have that legacy, that lifestyle, you know, you're touching the world, that ripple effect that we hear about. You know, when you give yourself permission to succeed, you also give others that same permission. And so that's how we actually are going to change the world. So my point is, if you feel like you're stuck, so there's really four areas of stuckness that we look at in my work. And there's the four areas of stuckness are time, energy, relationships, and money. Okay. So if you, for example, if you want to do this, and this is an experiential thing you can do right now,
okay.
I would really recommend
you
do
this. Yeah, let's do it.
Just,
okay.
Yeah, so take out a piece of paper or notes if you're writing notes, and just write down those four areas that I just said. So number one is time. And so just ask yourself, well, on a scale of 1 to 10, how abundant do I feel in my time? 1 would be I have no time. I mean, I am always stressed. I'm always running around. I mean, I'm not even listening to this interview because I'm doing 50 other things, and that's okay. But, I mean, you see my point. And then 10 is, you know, hey, my business basically is on autopilot. I make money while I sleep. I mean, and I know it sounds like a cliche, but believe me, I mean, it is absolutely possible to make money while you sleep. I mean, it's kind of fun, actually. It's really cool. It's an amazing experience. But my point is that, you know, that would be, so for me, like a 1 to 10. So time is number one. Number two, on a scale of 1 to 10, how abundant are you feeling with energy? One, of course, being I have no energy. I mean, I want to work out. I want to exercise, but I can't even get off the couch. 10 being I've got all the energy I want. I get to do everything. And, I mean, you know, whatever it is that I want to do during the day, I have the energy to do that. That's 1 to 10 on energy. Number three would be relationships. So a scale of 1 to 10, how abundant are my relationships? One is I don't have the right people in my life to get where I want to go. And 10 being I have an awesome team. I have great friends. I, you know, have a supportive spouse or a loving, you know, loving person with me. I got a great family, et cetera. So relationships are absolutely critical. I mean, they're the bedrock of everything, really. And then money. That's the fourth area. So money would be, you know, obviously scale 1 to 10. So 1 is, there's more month at the end of the money. And 10 is, there's more money at the end of the month. And it just keeps growing and growing, and it's pretty awesome. So, you know, when you look at time, energy, relationships, and money, the nice thing there is it spells term. You know, so this is what I call your term paper. Get it?
So, yes, I do.
In high school, we didn't like writing term papers, but this is a good term paper now.
Well, you know, this really is like, what will our term on this planet be like? And it's
exactly.
We're here for this term, and, you know, this is
right.
Your experience of life, because these are so pervasive. So everyone, fill that out, you know, just fill it out. So Noah, so when they look at this, I mean, if, you know, what would be some signals that, okay, there's something here that maybe we could tweak in a big way by a simple shift and create some magical results?
Yeah, awesome. Okay, now I want to give you another. You notice I talk in pictures a lot there. I give a lot of pictures because the human mind works in pictures, as you probably know. And so, you know, when I teach, especially in a virtual setting like this, I do like to give a lot of pictures. You know, my live seminars, we use lots of pictures because it's just easy for people to remember. I can't tell you how many people have come up to me in that, you know, seminar and say, oh, man, I love that scale. I love the iceberg. You know, blah, blah, blah. I think about it all the time. And it's great because it sticks in your mind, and then that will help you to make these empowering changes. So let me give you another picture. And this is a very simple diagram. It's not hard. So it's really three parts, okay? And it's actually a circle. So it goes in a circle. So just draw a circle. And there's basically going in a clockwise direction. There's three parts of the circle. So if you do like an arrows going in a clockwise direction, that's how I look at it. All right, so there's three parts here. So you have the first part is belief. The first part is belief. The second part is action. And then the third is result. Belief, action, result. Okay, so this is how your life works. So everything starts with a desire that you want, an outcome. I'm just calling that a result, right? A result. I want to lose 20 pounds. I want to find the love of my life. I want to grow my business. I want to have more customers. I want to find what I'm supposed to be doing on the earth. I want to find my passion, et cetera, et cetera. Whatever the result is, I want a new car. I mean, whatever it might be for you, okay? So write down what is the result that you want. What do you want? All right, and just that, most people are like, I don't know. Okay, so right there could be homework for you, or, you know, hate that awful word, but, you know, work. Whatever. Focus on it. Figure it out. All right, so what result do I want? Hugely important. Now, this is so cool. So let's just lose 20 pounds, all right, because that's a common one for many people, right? That's the result I want. Now, what's the very next thing that happens in your head? The very next thing that happens in your head is you have a belief about your ability to have, get, or achieve that thing.
Exactly.
That result, right? And what do you think most people's belief is about their ability to have, do, or achieve that thing?
Probably negative.
I can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. I can't do it. So, okay, now you just told me what you wanted, and then you just said in the next second you can't do it. Wow.
Right.
What do you think is going to happen in your life? See, now remember, I'm not saying this to... And I know I get so excited. Some people say I get too excited. But I'm not trying to be critical. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm trying to point out what's going on in your head. I call this your head trash. That's the term that I call it, your head trash. Your head trash will tell you, I want to lose 20 pounds. Well, I can't do it. Well, wait a minute. You just said you wanted it. Well, why is it that you can't do it? Who is that guy in there telling you that? And
wow.
How much longer are you going to listen to this? How much longer are you going to listen to this guy?
Wow.
See, so
I want to do something.
But in that guy's face.
Can I do something really quick with everybody? Everybody, sure. Write down what you want at the blog. Just like share what you want into us so we can. I'm not going to read your full name, but just like what you want. And then what's the first thing that comes in your mind when you think about that thing that you want? I just kind of want to have that because I want to see kind of where people are. Keep going, Noah. And I want to say this. Like one person said, you know, no, Noah's not crazy at all. I really love the way he gets into his work. I love it. Another person, Karen, said, yeah, Karen said, your story is very inspiring and it resonates with me a lot. Another person, Trish, sorry I'm running so fast here. It's like I want to suck as much out of you as possible, man, because I don't want to miss a thing. Trish said, please help me. I've been saying the affirmation of I am healthy. I am healthy. I am healthy because my parents died of cancer and diabetes. However, it feels more as the more I'm aware of it, the more likely I am to attract the opposite. Help, I feel like I'm going crazy.
Oh, that's so common. That is so common. I hear this every single day from folks. So can we get to that in just a second just so I can finish this and then we can get to that? Is that okay? Because I don't want to leave people hanging with the two out of three parts. So, okay, so the first thing is the result. The second thing is the belief, right? So remember, the circle is belief, action, result. So the result is that you could also say desire. Nothing wrong with desire. Everything is desire. Everything starts with, that's the seed of everything. I want. It's okay to want things. Just that is a very big thing for a lot of people. You'd be amazed. So it's okay to want what you want. All right. So what result do you want? Number one. Number two. What do you believe when you hear that result in your own mind? Now this is the tricky thing, and I know some people might get a little offended that I bring this up, but the fact of the matter is you can say that you believe you can do it. But what is that? That's the conscious level again. That's that measly 5%. What you really need to understand, everybody, and please hear me when I'm saying this, what do you really believe about that? Not what you tell me, but what do you really believe? That's the subconscious. And how do we know? If there's ever a question, how can we test it? Through the very next thing, which is your action. Your action will tell me everything. Now, let me just give you a quick example of this, and it's very powerful. My good friend Jack Canfield, who we all know, Chicken Soup for the Soul, right? He had a desire. He wanted to write a book called Chicken Soup for the Soul, he and his partner, Mark Victor Hansen, okay? That's his desire. Result. His belief was, well, I think we can do this, right? Now, what was the action he took? He went to a publisher. He said, hello, Mr. Publisher. I'd like you to publish this book that I wrote called Chicken Soup for the Soul. What do you think the first publisher said?
No.
Chicken Soup for the what? Get the hell out of here. Slam. Right? He did not get the result he wanted on the first try. Are you with me?
Yeah.
So just because we want something and do something doesn't mean we're going to get it on the first try. Right?
Yes.
So he went to publisher number two and said, hey, publisher, I'd like to... Chicken soup for the, what do you think, Alvin? Chicken soup for the what? Slam. Number three, slam. Four, slam. Five, slam. How many slams do you think he got? 144 no's before he ever got a yes. Now, how many of us can honestly say we would have been going after 144 rejections? But do you understand the point of this story, everybody? I'm telling you the story not to say, oh, just keep going. No, the point is, why will you keep going? Why will you overcome obstacles? Why will you persist? Every motivational speaker on planet Earth says, you got to persist. But they never tell you why and how to persist. How are you supposed to do that? You've got to get to the underlying subconscious beliefs that are not the surface nicey-nice things that we want to think. Now, if you have that solid core, I will never stop belief, that's what it takes. That's what it really takes to succeed. Because very, very, very frequently we don't get what we want on the first try. Darius, wouldn't you agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So just to tie it up, I just want to just finish the point here, and I don't mean to go on and get all overexcited. But my point is that so much of the time in this, I'll say, you know, the abundance community or the self-help community, mm-hmm. the self-help industry, what is told to people is, well, just think positive and you'll get everything you want.
Exactly.
And what happens is, because that is not true, people beat themselves up. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you follow me? They are thinking to themselves, well, so-and-so who's rich and famous told me that if I just believe it, I should get it, but I didn't get it, so I must be wrong. What I, Noah St. John, am saying to you is, that's wrong. You are not wrong. But what they told you was wrong. And don't listen to that anymore, and especially don't listen to that guy in your head that says you're not good enough. You are good enough. You're good enough. Just because you didn't get it on the first, second, 15th, or 27th try, that has nothing to do with whether you're good enough or not, or whether you're believing the right things or not, or whether you're worthy or not, or deserving or not. Those things are not relevant. You are worthy because you are. So that's why I get so passionate and so excited, because I'm not trying to get in your face. I'm trying to get in that guy's face in your head and get him out of your head.
Yes. Well, I agree. And what I want to do is I want to read some of the things that people have written, because we've literally just been flooded with people really saying, yes, you know, this is, I want this. I want to learn more. I want to be doing what Noah is talking about, because I believe, like, I deserve to have this. But there are things holding people back. So we had one, Tamika just wrote in. She said, I'd like to earn a comfortable living doing something that I love, and so much that I would do it for free, but I don't know what my passion is. I have no idea how to go about doing that. Michelle wrote in. She said, I want to meet a certain man that works in a field like mine, but I cannot tell him that I am interested in him, so what do I do? We have Ellen who wrote in. She said, I want to be free to have my own space, to make as much money, to do that and travel and go where I want to go. Paula said, I want to know that I can earn money to get the things that I need. Joanna says, I want to be a stay-at-home mom for my three sons, but my subconscious mind keeps telling me, how will I pay the bills and make ends meet? I cannot do that. Susan, she wants to be debt-free, but she doesn't know how to do that. Michelle says, I've always wanted, but have never been able to have a relationship and abundance. I am tired and I am lost. Another person, Robin, wrote in, I want to inspire and encourage others. Another person, Marie, said, I want to be healthy and wealthy. I want to be my own boss. I want to know how to start. Another person, really quick, wrote in, Amanda said, I have two daughters, both under age 3, and I have college degrees, I have excellent skill sets, but I'm having a very hard time landing a job. I'm working, her father, the husband's working like two jobs. They live in a one room with two girls, and they've tried almost everything. They feel hopeless, completely exhausted. How can I find the missing piece that will end this struggle and heartache? So, Noah, I mean, you kind of got a sense of where people are at. Like, what are the affirmations? What is the missing piece? I mean, can we get a sense of, like, where is everybody going wrong?
Well, yeah. I just got to breathe that in, because I'm so honored. Yeah. I mean, I'm actually getting teary-eyed right now. I'm so honored to be in this space with all of you, being so transparent, so honest, so naked and truthful, and I just want to honor each and every one of you, and those of you who didn't write in, and that's okay too. So, I mean, I want to know I love you guys. I admire you. I admire you because you're here. How yeah. easy would it be to give up? How easy would it be to say, why bother? And you know what? That's what most people do. So just the fact that you're here, that you're listening, that you're engaging like you have, and whether you wrote in or not, I mean, again, you're engaging because you're here. I just want to honor you. I wish I could give you all a big hug. I just love you guys so much. And I'm just so thrilled to be here and honored and privileged. So Oh boy. So basically, Darius, what I want to do, and then you tell me when we also want to show people, you know, what we have here to help them. So you tell me when we want to do that. But I mean, I want to introduce this whole, it's a new concept for pretty much everybody here. And that's
okay.
Something that I invented, developed, and discovered, which is a process called affirmations. Now, you've all heard of affirmations, okay? And you know, we have a program that we, you know, have available, and frankly, it is an amazing, amazing program that has changed a lot of people's lives, and I certainly hope it does for everybody here. So let me tell you and teach you what affirmations are, and then why don't we show you what we have, okay? Does that sound good?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, cool. So all right, so let's start with what we already know. So what we know is affirmations. Why do we know affirmations? Because that's what just going back to my story for real quick, when I said that I went to the library and read every book on the subject of how to succeed and how to stop being stuck, every single book told me to use these things called affirmation, right? So we know that an affirmation is a statement of something that you want to be true, right? That's what you want to be true. That's the key phrase, right? You want it to be true. So, for example, a classic affirmation is, I am rich. And you say, I am rich. Hmm. Now, when you say, I am rich, what does your brain typically say?
No, you're not.
No, you're not.
Yeah,
right.
No, you're not.
It's just basically, I've actually had, when I say this in my live session, I have people burst out laughing. Literally. There's this laugh. It's like, come on, Noah. You got to be kidding me. Now, why does this happen? Let's really examine this, and this is what I had to do, everybody, just to share. I'm literally sharing with you how I discovered this missing piece to total abundance, okay? Because I was very frustrated. I was very frustrated. I was very broke. There was 1 month left at the end of the money every month. I had that pain and gut in my gut, that pain and anxiety every day of my life because I had no money and no way to create money. I didn't understand it because I was, and I was reading all the books on how to do it. I'm still wasn't happening. I'm like, wow, that's frustrating. So an affirmation is a statement of something you want to be true. So we say, I am rich, which is a statement. Now, who wouldn't want that to be true? We all want to be rich, right? And again, I'm not saying what rich is. That's up to each person. My point is, we don't believe it. We just do not see it. It's like, well, I don't see that, so I don't believe you. You just said it, but I don't believe you. It'd be like me saying, you know, I'm 12 feet tall and purple or something. Like, well, that doesn't make sense, so I don't think that's true. So the point is, what the traditional teachers told us to do, and we've heard this a billion times, is, well, if you don't believe your affirmations, remember, they're standing on the other side of the cabin going, well, we're here. Come on, what's your problem? They say, well, listen, if you don't believe it, just say it 1,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000, right? I mean, we've
right,
heard
right.
this a million times. So what the, again, what they're saying is, well, listen, if you don't believe it, just repeat it over and over and over and over and over until you believe it. So again, just think about it. If I kept saying I'm 12 feet tall and purple, would that make it true? It just doesn't
no.
make any sense. Okay. So what? So here's what exactly what happened. So back in 1997, I was at a very low point in my life. I had just gotten a divorce. I was back in college at age 28, or no, 30. By that time, I went back to college when I was 28. I was 30 years old. I had no money. I had very few friends. It was a very low time in my life. And I remember, do you ever get those ideas in the shower? Do you ever get those just like those
oh,
aha
yeah.
moments?
I get
yeah.
my best
well,
ideas.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing. I call it the shower fairy. So anyway, that morning I had the shower fairy come and visit me. It's April 24th, 1997. So I was standing
oh,
in the
wow.
shower, and I was thinking about this very thing. See, when your life changes, you tend to remember these momentous times in your life. So I was thinking about this, Darius, this exact very point. And I said, why is it that I've been using these affirmations? I did everything they told me to do, and it's not working. And I started to think about it and really ask the question. I said, well, what is, because I realized, well, what are we really talking about? I said, we're really talking about a human thought. well, what is human thought? And I realized human thought is the process of asking and searching for answers to questions, not statements.
Okay.
For example, if I were to ask you, why is the sky blue? Why is the sky blue? Now,
I personally,
do you know what just happened?
I mean,
do you know what just happened in your brain, though?
Yeah, it starts trying to figure it out. Like, I felt things like start moving. Like, I felt the energy in my brain or whatever just move, right?
That's right. Exactly. Your brain started to search for the answer. Even if you don't know the answer, your brain automatically, without your own volition, started to search for the answer. So I said, wait a second. Now, if the human mind is automatically searching for answers to questions, why are we going around making statements we don't even believe? Why don't we cut out the middleman? And I said, well, what would that look like? Well, let's see. You've got the statement or affirmation, I am rich, to which your brain replies, yeah, right. So what would the question be? Why am I so rich? Why am I so rich? Now, everybody listening to me, I want you to write that down. Why am I so rich? Now, when you ask that question, and maybe we could put this out to the audience, Darius, and I'll ask you too. When you ask the question, why am I so rich, what starts to happen in your brain?
Okay. Everyone, take a moment, ask yourself that question, why am I so rich? And let it sink in, whatever happens, and then let us know at the blog what happens.
All right, so while they're... I want you to let's keep talking so we don't have that air here. But I mean, so Darius, when you ask that question, what happens in your brain?
Well, the first thing I feel is like I start feeling my energy kind of shift. You know, it's sort of like instead of trying to get something, I like start like realizing what I have, and I start thinking of the things that I have that are most valuable to me. So I think about my wife. I think about babies on the way. I think about my parents, my experiences, the love in my heart, and I can just like, it's literally like I have all these things coming forward automatically.
Isn't that beautiful? I love, exactly, automatically. Now, this is what I love about what you said. I love what you said is that when you're using an affirmation in the way that we've been taught, remember, we've been taught this. This is not your fault. Everyone listen, it's not your fault. This is what you were trained to do. You were trained to go get something you don't have. I want you to really think about that. You were trained, go get something you don't have. When you use affirmations that I show you in the program, when you use affirmations properly, you see what you already have. Now, what do you think makes you feel like you don't have? It's when you focus on the things you don't have. That creates the feeling of not having. I mean, that just makes sense, doesn't it? When you focus on what you don't have, you have the feeling of not having. When you focus on the feeling of having, what does that make you feel like? It creates the feeling of enoughness. Don't you think that it makes sense that what the world is really suffering from, if we boil it down, is the disease of not enoughness. That's what humanity and every one of us is suffering from, is the disease of not enoughness. But where does that start? It starts on the inside. I don't have. So when you say, I am rich, what does your brain immediately do? Really? Well, you don't have this, you don't have that, you don't have this, and he's got more than you, and she's got more than you, and they've got more than you, and you're dead. You're like, thanks a lot, brain. You know, but your brain is, your brain's not bad or evil or something's out to get you. It's just following directions. You showed it something. It's like, no, that's not true. This is true. When you ask, when you affirm using the affirmations formula, this is the word I invented, and right there in the shower, I literally invented that word because I said, holy cow, I just invented something. I invented a method, a process that no one's ever talked about before. And I had to give it a name. And the name I gave it was affirmations, not affirmations, 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 affirmations. And that is the method or the system, the the formula of empowering questions that gets your brain to focus on what you already have. Why am I so rich? Because I have and I am, not I don't have and I'm not. Does that make any sense, what I'm trying to describe here?
Well, it not only makes sense. I mean, I feel the difference in my body. Like, I feel a big shift in the way I feel my energy. Trish Patterson, who had written in and said, help me, I've been saying the affirmation of I am healthy because my parents had cancer and diabetes. And she literally said here about 2 minutes ago or 5 minutes ago, I am going crazy. Just wrote us in and said, wow, this is Trish. I just asked myself the affirmation, why am I so healthy? And it made me feel grateful instead of totally fearful. This is awesome. Thank you. I mean, just in one instant, something clicked. I mean, if we could see what's probably going on in her whole body, her whole energy system just literally probably just tweaked like all over the place, because she's no longer putting that that fear and not enough and that constriction into her whole system.
That is awesome, Trish. Awesome. Love it.
We've got tons of people writing in. Can I take just a moment to kind of read some of what's coming in?
Yeah, go.
Okay, yeah, we got Johanna who said, all I know is I want some of what Noah is on.
love it.
He's on affirmations.
I'm on affirmations, absolutely.
You know, what Zarina said to the question, okay, Zarina had something. Zarina, I'm going to read hers. I want to take a few more, but I want to read Zarina's, because one person wrote, she said, when she asked the question, it made her feel more believable and gave her much more hope and a feeling of worthiness. When another lady, Ellen, said, when I ask a question about being rich, my brain automatically began searching for that. Susan from Mission Viejo said, the second I asked a question, my thoughts wanted to tell me why I am so rich instantly.
Yeah.
Another person, Dion, said, my brain kept coming up with ways that I am so rich. There's so much gratitude right now in my heart for all of the things that I already have. My whole being opens up to the infinite field of possibility. This is so amazing. And I think that really is what happens, whether we say it or not. The field opens up to everything that is possible. Now, Angelica just wrote in. She's in Switzerland, believe it or not, Noah. And she said, hey, Darius and Noah, this is exactly what I was looking for the last 3.5 years. The bridge between the conscious and subconscious. I literally looked for this answer everywhere. And I even asked people like Neil Donald Walsh on his workshop. I don't know if I should say this, but I will. And he said he didn't have the answer. I'm so thrilled. Yay to Noah for having the key. Well, there you go, Noah.
Thank you. That's awesome. I mean, I guess Neil forgot that he wrote a nice endorsement for me. He must have forgotten. Oh, well. I love Neil. He's a sweetie.
Yeah. I mean, but this really, I mean, the point here really is that there's so many people that are so entrenched in teaching one way of doing things that they don't realize, you know, you came in sort of this outsider and you tried everything and you found this method. So I'm just very excited about it. I mean, obviously, is there more to just the, I mean, there's probably more than just the affirmation portion, you know. I mean, there's other things people have to do, because like some people, I mean, we had one person who wrote in, and I want to be aware of this, because for some people, there's more that needs to be done. Like Zarina wrote in, she said, to the question, why am I so rich? My brain still says I'm not rich. And it started talking back at me saying, what are you talking about? You're not rich.
Right. Oh,
what
absolutely. Absolutely. Well, so in affirmations formula, in the missing piece to having abundance, let's give that website out so people can see what we're talking about. Can we give that website, Darius?
Yeah, well, definitely, because you've got a big video there too. I want to share that with people. and then we can talk about sort of more of this and take some questions. But Noah actually has a video for us he wants us to see and some other things as well. It's at uwealthrevolution.com/Noah, N-O-A-H. And boy, man, it's nice to see you talk, and I love to see your face in there because you're such an animated, delightful guy. It's really kind of cool. So it's at uwealthrevolution.com/Noah. It's fun to have you on the phone, but it's fun to see you in front of the camera. You got a great presence.
Thanks. And, you know, just for folks while they're listening, you can pause that video and, you know, watch it later or whatever. But, I mean, what I wanted, this is why I wanted to show it to you, because quite frankly, this is my most amazing offer, my most incredible, most popular program that I've ever offered, and people just really love it. And so, because I want to answer, I want to show people why, you know, this program came into being. So I had that discovery, and, you know, I literally said, holy cow, I just invented something brand new in the annals of self-help. I mean, it had never been talked about, discussed, written about before. No one has ever talked about it. I mean, this literally is a new, and Jack Canfield, you'll see, you know, his endorsement, he literally says that Noah's program is one of the most significant breakthroughs in the study of success in decades. And, you know, for Jack Canfield to say something like that is, it's priceless. I mean, you can't buy that. You can't buy it. It's not, definitely not for sale. So, I mean, for him to just say that is amazing. Well, so my point is what people, I started to teach my clients how to do this, and they just got incredible. I mean, almost, you would have to say, miraculous results. Just to give you a quick, I mean, I could give you 100 stories, but just very briefly, I remember one of my clients named Brandon. He was a salesman in Salt Lake City, and he came to us. He had spent about $35,000 on every self-help program out there, which ended up being self-help, and he was really stuck. He was making about $1,500 a month in sales, meaning in commissions, meaning, you know, not doing very well. He was really struggling. So he started using the program, he followed the steps, and within the first 30 days, his referrals actually tripled. They went through the roof. And everybody said, what are you doing? I mean, what just happened? It's like he turned on a dime. Long story short, by the end of the year, his income had increased 560% over the previous year. And he was actually named Salesman of the Year for his region. So, now, you know, of course, I'm not guaranteeing that you're going to have results like this. I don't know what you're going to do. But, I mean, we have so many stories like this of people who've lost weight after they've tried everything on the market, who've made more money, who finished their first book, you know, made their first $1 million. I just got an email the other day from a guy who said, I use this program and I closed my first $1 million client. I mean, literally. I mean, incredible. So, you know, again, I can't promise results. I mean, we can't do that, but I'm just telling you, these are the kind of things that have happened, and I get these emails every day of the week, of the year, every day, because they just come to me from all around the world, which is so amazing. I mean, right now, over 50 countries, people in over 50 countries have used this program, and just been incredible. So the reason that I wanted to share this with you and show this to you is because there's a heck of a lot in here. This is a program I'm really proud of because I wanted to make sure that anybody, no matter how long you've been doing affirmations, how stuck you feel, you know, whether you feel you have no time, no energy, you know, not the right relationships and no money, this is for you to get unstuck, to get rid of your head trash. So what we have, and you can read it all here. I'm not going to go through the whole thing. I mean, it's right there on the page that Darius just gave. You know, but the point is when you sign up for the program, when you join the program, it's all digital. So it's a downloadable product, and you literally get access to it, you know, in like 60 seconds. It's sent right to your inbox, and you just go and log in, and everything's there. We've got MP3s that you can listen to. We've got videos that you can watch, and we've got PDFs, meaning, you know, a guidebook, a whole affirmations guidebook where I take you through the whole system, the whole formula. It's a very simple formula. It's only 4 steps. But the point is, if you leave out any of the steps, it's just 4 steps. But so if you leave out any of the steps, you're not going to get the results that you're looking for. And so I got so many questions, Darius. That was the point. Like I was sharing with you, I started teaching this to my coaching clients who, by the way, many of them paid me $10,000 for coaching. I mean, so this program right now costs $97. I mean, it's kind of staggering to see what we put in here that other people paid thousands and thousands of dollars for. For example, there's one video in there that was filmed actually in Australia, and some people spent over $10,000 just to come to that event, and I give you that free in right here in the program. So, I mean, that's the video's right there. You know, and we've got special reports. We've got, you know, by the way, you also get coaching calls with me, or recordings of coaching calls that I did that people also spent over $500 for.
Wow.
You know, so you're getting an unbelievable deal. I mean, I kind of went insane because I am so passionate about changing the world with affirmations. I call it the affirmations revolution. You know, and by the way, when you join the revolution, you become what I call an affirmer. You become an affirmer, and that's what we are. We are affirming a new world. And by the way, speaking of that, when you look down here on the, and you'll probably be blown away by all the bonuses that are here, just one of the bonuses is worth more than the entire program. That's my online private mastermind. That's worth right there $100. And what that means is we have an online private mastermind where I am interacting with people on a daily basis. So any questions that you have, you know, I will answer a question. We just had a fellow ask a question today on the mastermind, and what happened was about, you know, a dozen people from around the world helped him. And he was feeling stuck, and he said, hey, guys, can you help me out? And people just rode in and helped him and, you know, just gave him support and ideas, and it was an awesome, just overwhelming support. And, you know, I was there too and offered my assistance and whatever it is. So, I mean, just the mastermind itself is worth more than the entire program. So, I mean, again, you know, you can see it all there. I don't want to read all the things, but there's an interview with Jack Canfield, you know, who I've already mentioned, my good friend. I mean, that's an interview you can't get anywhere else. That's an exclusive interview that he did just for me. You know, and my clients paid hundreds of dollars just for that interview, you know, to be able to access it. So that's in this program. Anyway, I mean, I get excited. I'm just so passionate about wanting to spread the word about affirmations. I also, by the way, for those of you, and several of you already mentioned, you have kids at home, you know, whether they're young kids or teenagers or what have you, even if they're old, you know, older kids, kids totally love affirmations. I had one mom in Florida who wrote to me, and she said, Noah, I want you to know how affirmations have changed my son's life. Her son was 8 years old. He came home one day, and he was so upset, and he was actually almost crying because he got a bad grade in spelling. And he said to his mom, why am I such a bad speller, Mommy? And she said, honey, you're asking the wrong question. And she actually sat there and taught him affirmations. He started using affirmations. 8 years old, the very next test that he took next week, the very next week, he got 100 on his test.
That's incredible.
Incredible. I mean, and so we've had kids that just absolutely, who, I tell you a story actually in the book of a 13-year-old girl who cured her insomnia. She had chronic insomnia. She cured it in one night using affirmations.
Wow.
So it's awesome. So if you have kids, they love affirmations. And kids, you know, are smart. They totally get this. They love this. It's improved their grades. It's improved their behavior. You know, kids, if they have, you know, health issues, it's helped with that. I mean, it's just, it's amazing.
I'm going to let people know where it is again, and then I'll ask you some questions, too, because I want to ask you some things in here, because particularly I know you said there's four steps, and we learned kind of like one step, so really there's three other steps, I'm assuming, that will really make this work into hyperdrive. And what's even amazing to me, I mean, just when we're getting people writing in, just from that one little thing, which is probably step one out of like four, people started feeling very differently. I mean, one person said, when I asked why am I so rich, I got dizzy and felt my energy totally flip around. I felt like I was filling up with abundance. Now I know, okay, the universe will present itself differently to me. Everybody's been writing in. They're also excited. So I'm going to let people know where, like, the full part of this, because you probably really want to take a look at. You got to see Noah on this thing, too. He's really just a great guy, a kind guy. I can feel his heart coming through, and that's really what we're all about here. It's at uwealthrevolution.com/Noah, N-O-A-H, and there you are with your beautiful wife, and you got this beautiful vacation, and I could just, you know, really see where you come from. I've known you so long, and I just know you come from the right place. But one of the things that I want to ask you about, on this page is there's a story about somebody, an insurance salesman, on page like 35 of the manual that is included, increased their income like 520% in 1 year and found the love of their life. Now, the income side, I can kind of get, you know, what would this have to do with finding the love of your life? Because there's a lot of people here that kind of want, you know, they want to live their life with someone special.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it worked for me. That's what you'll see. That's my wife on there, and I have formed her, and she have formed me. So that was really awesome. Let me remind everybody that story I shared with you earlier, which is, you know, when I was living in my parents' basement, tens of thousands of dollars in credit card debt. That was just 2006. That was 6 short years ago at the time of this recording. I mean, at that time, as you can imagine, I was not exactly a chick magnet, okay? You know, I mean, it was like, come on. Yeah, man. So, I mean, I had to totally turn everything around. And so, anyway, it did. That's what happened. But, yeah, I mean, that insurance salesman, yes, he did increase his income. It's actually 560%, not 520. That's a typo. It's 560%.
Wow.
But, anyway, after he did so well with his finances, he said, well, gee, maybe this will work with my relationships. And he started a forming for the woman of his dreams, and he actually found her in less than 21 days after she started to form. And now, in fact, they just celebrated their wedding anniversary. They have a beautiful, I think their daughter is 2 or 3 years old. So, I mean, they just sent me a picture, and, I mean, yeah, it's awesome. Now, again, remember, I can't guarantee your results. I just keep saying that because I don't know what you're going to do. You know, I know some of these stories, and, you know, people maybe are skeptical, which is understandable. I totally understand that and say, well, you know, this sounds too good to be true. And, you know, this isn't magic. This is what I want to say to everybody. This isn't magic. This is science. Okay, I'm teaching you, and I've been, you know, attempting to teach you throughout this interview, I'm trying to teach you how your brain actually works anyway. I'm not giving you something that's out there that, you know, nobody can do. It's actually, this is what's happening in your brain right now, this second, whether you know it or not. So whether or not you decide to learn how your brain works and how to manifest the life you really want, you're going to be doing it anyway. My point is, why not learn what's actually happening anyway and then use it for your own benefit? You know, why not, instead of just being subject to the whims of negativity and disempowerment, which is what the world is in not enough. I don't think anyone would argue with that. The world is in fear and not enough.
Yes.
So you have to fight that. Everybody does. We all do. I mean, you know, one way to fight it is don't watch the news. You know, just don't turn on the news. But that's just one thing to do. I mean, that's not really helping you create your life. Like, you know, one of the people who wrote in. I remember you were saying a moment ago, Darius, that, you know, she's worried about that. How am I going to create my life? How can I find my passion? How can I find what I'm here to do and make money at that? Well, you know, just not watching the news really isn't going to do that, let's be honest.
Exactly.
That's a good step.
Yeah, and sitting around your apartment being positive without taking action is not going to do anything.
Right.
And I would be honest, I mean, a lot of our listeners, since the movie The Secret came out, which was, you know, a decent movie and had some ideas in it that I think were useful to awaken people to a different way of being. But since that movie came out, I've had people writing me for the last 4 or 5 years, and I've watched them actually feel worse and worse about themselves, less and less money, be more and more confused, go from a life of being active people that were willing to try new things and excited about their life, to people that sit around all day and try to manifest stuff by thinking and conjuring energy and, you know, wondering what's going on. And when I say, you know, that's not the way it should be, people look at me like, are you kidding me? What are you talking about? You don't believe in energy? No, I believe your natural energy is to get out and feel good and do things and live a life and be in love and create and be excited. And something happened when you bought into that idea that it's just going to come magically, that you lost something yourself. Let's get that back, right, Noah? Let's get that back.
Oh, my gosh. I get pretty excited, passionate when I talk about The Secret. And just so you realize, everybody listening, look, when you look at the testimonials on this page, Neil Donald Walsh, Jack Canfield, John Assaraf, Joe Vitale. Joe Vitale wrote the foreword for the book that you're going to get in this program. All right?
Sure.
He's in the secret. We all know. So, I mean, these are my good friends. So I'm not talking out of school here when I say,
right.
And these guys all know that the secret didn't tell the whole story. They all know that, and they say it now. What the secret was really two things. And please hear my heart when I say this to you, for those people who just love the secret, think it's a great thing. It was great packaging and great marketing. That's what they did. They did perfect packaging and perfect marketing. Okay? The packaging was, it was a Hollywood-style movie that had never been done before in this, what I'm calling the abundance community, or the self-help space. No, everybody before this had, you know, shot it on a 35-millimeter, hey, man, you should be abundant, you know? Yeah. And these guys came in with, I mean, you're like, wow, look at that. And you just went click, and 35 million people bought it. Okay, well, of course they did. I mean, so that's not, a slam. That's just what is. And every one of those guys in the secret will tell you the same thing. And they, you know, like I said, I'm not speaking out of school here. So my point is, everybody now who was in the secret says, oh, by the way, we didn't tell you something in the secret. Thanks, guys. You know, I mean, here's the deal, everybody. And please, I don't want to go on. They told us what we want to hear. That's really the bottom line. Who doesn't want to hear,
a lot of people,
hey, man, you just sit around, don't work, and make money? Who doesn't want that? Jeez, that sounds great.
Well,
I'll sit around and make money. But it doesn't work.
And I'll tell you this, too, because, you know, when I talked with John DeMartini, he told me a lot of the crap that he was saying, or not crap, a lot of the stuff he was saying was literally cut out of the movie, because the way it was being packaged was that you just sit around and you're going to make a lot of money. There were a lot of people saying, no, you've got to do this, you've got to do that. And a lot of the stuff you're teaching here, you've got to actually really do more than just the thinking part. And so it's almost not their fault. It kind of was the marketing piece. And some people, I think, did kind of latch on to that message a bit. But the truth is that for those of you that have tapped into the spiritual side or the energetic side or creating what you want, and you're not getting it, I really want you to consider changing the question, changing the dialogue, changing what you're saying to yourself and what you're affirming to yourself, and start affirming to around what you want. Because it's your life, it's your time, you know, and this is a $97 program, and I think it's just astounding. Noah, really quick, I mean, what is, you know, one... I want to go through this really quick and let people know kind of what's here, because there's so much here. So they're going to get everything that is showing up here, but there's also a lot of other – well, there's a ton here. There's the affirmations method, so they get that. Then they get the complete affirmations guidebook. They get the attract more money audio, removing financial head trash video. Go ahead. Sorry.
I was just going to say, I want to talk about that, Attract More Money. It's called an Iaform Audio. I want to talk about that really briefly because it's so awesome. Now, Iaform Audios, what happened was, Darius, that so many people, you know, who were using affirmations, they loved them, they got their lives changed, they could read some of the stories, and they said, no, I want to listen to my affirmations. I want to listen to them. I want to hear them, you know, like subliminal recordings, hypnosis recordings, okay? And
oh,
I know a lot of people have listened to those. Okay, so I invented these things, developed these things called Iaform Audio. So what they do is you just download it. It's right there in your members area. You get it in the next, 5 minutes. You just download it, put it on your iPod, put it on your computer, put it on, your iPhone, whatever it is, whatever listening. You can even burn a CD, put it in your car. Then you just listen to these empowering affirmations. So what they are, Iaform Audios are empowering affirmations set to inspiring music. So just like a subliminal, hypnosis CD, if you've ever used it. It's a subliminal recording. So, but you can actually do it. So right now, Darius, I'm actually listening to my Iaform audio while I'm talking to you. So the point is, I know everybody's busy. Most people don't have time to sit around and stare at their navel for an hour, and whatever. So I realize that with our busy lives, we have to have something that can go with us. So what people tell me is, Noah, I do it. I listen to your Iaforms while I'm exercising, while I'm reading, while I'm driving, while I'm, playing with the kids, while I'm going to soccer practice, whatever it is. Even people say they do it, they listen to their iPhones while they sleep. So it's changing your subconscious thought patterns while you're busy doing other things. So just that Iaform audio, that was actually, I had another guy write to me. He said he was listening to Iaform's audio. This is a financial services guy up in Canada, in Calgary, and he said he closed his first million-dollar client. This is different from the other million-dollar guy. I've had $2 million guys, literally, say they closed their first million-dollar client because they listened to their iForum audios. I mean, you know, I can't even explain that. It's incredible. But, I mean, we've had people because, why? Because you've got all that head trash in your subconscious brain that right now is stopping you without your conscious knowledge. Imagine if you could just get rid of that trash. If you could just get your foot off the brake, what would be possible for you? That's why that iForum audio, I love those. I listen to them every day, and I recommend them to my $10,000 clients. And, I mean, people just love them.
Well, it's almost like just continually asking your mind all the questions that empower you every day. So, like, you just keep expanding in energy throughout the day because most people get up and it's like, oh, God, why do I hate going to work today. I don't want to do this. I'm so tired. I mean, imagine if your whole day was just empowering your brain to automatically bring you more and more energy and ideas and creativity and everything else. So that is included with this, I assume. And then also... you've got so much in here. I mean, I'm going to just run through it because I know we're going long. We're way over, but there's a video on how to remove head trash. There's a whole piece on overcoming the fear of rejection and how many of us don't have that fear of, if I really get out and I do what I'm here to do, man, I'm going to be rejected, and that's going to be worse than if I just sit around and make excuses. So, you know, it's definitely something to release. And then you've got a whole thing on optimal health strategies. And I know this is not a, we can't make promises about health and vitality, but we didn't really talk about this, Noah. How could that subconscious garbage affect our vitality, our energy, our health? I mean, I know through hypnosis, like a lot of the health conditions that people had were because of a subconscious program. I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy. And then so the body says, okay, you're not worthy. I'm going to give you a disease and really show you you're not worthy.
Well, I let me give you another example of stories. Like I said, I have thousands of success stories, case studies. They're all true stories, things that are possible. So this was a woman named Bridget, and she is from Pennsylvania, and she wrote to me. She said, Noah, when I came to your program, I weighed 337 pounds, and she says, this is her words, I was a suicidal mess. And, you know, so she was literally at the end of her rope. She got the program. She started listening to the iForums, the affirmations. She followed the program. Long story short, she said she's now under, this was literally a matter of months, she was under 200 pounds, so she'd last over 140 pounds, and she was actually back in school getting her master's degree. So she wanted to now help people to overcome, you know, their head trash. So she was in a position now to give back. She's, you know, contributing. She's obviously not suicidal anymore and lost over 140 pounds. I mean, just, oh, we get so many stories like that. I know some of these sound like, you know, almost miracles, and they maybe they are. I don't know. But remember, this isn't magic. It's science. When you follow the formula, it's just this is what is possible. So think about what's possible for you. Imagine, what would it be like to have more time, more energy, the energy you really want, the time that you want, the relationships that you want, and the money that you want to have. It doesn't happen because you sit there and think, oh, money. No, that doesn't happen for anybody. What happens is when you take action. And that's what we're just, look, this is just an invitation. This is an invitation, and to be very blunt, we've made this kind of a no-brainer. I mean, there's so much value in this program, it's kind of insane. I really went over the top because I'm so passionate about changing the world with affirmations. And if you want to join with me and be an affirmer and join the revolution, I would love to work with you. And just right in that mastermind, just that alone. I mean, people right now, you know, I have people paying me a lot of money for coaching. You get that free with the program. You just get that right as part of this program. So really, you know, we've just made it a no-brainer for you. And, you know, I hope you accept this invitation and live the life that you're meant to live.
Yeah. Really quick, I know we've got, I just want to, we got maybe 5 minutes. No, I'm really maybe rapid fire. For people that have already ordered and people that are ordering right now, this is digital. They're going to get it instantly. Where should they start? What would be the first thing that you would have people start with who have just ordered or are ordering right now?
Yeah, and I want to welcome all the folks that are ordering right now. I see your names in here, and I'm very excited to welcome you, and I'm excited to see you on board, and, you know, look forward to working with you. Basically, I recommend that you start with watching the Affirmations Method series, which is the first item you see here, where you see a picture of me and Jack Canfield. You know, you can watch the videos. They're very step by step. I'm a step by step kind of a guy. I just like to know here's the checklist. Here's what to do, and then definitely read the guidebook. Read the Affirmations guidebook. You'll see Carrie Murphy there. She tripled her income in 12 months, you know, using this program. Mm-hmm. So I would definitely start there. There's a welcome message right there. So I literally walk you through. There's no guesswork. There's no what do I do now. By the way, we have great customer service. We're known in the industry. As I mentioned, you know, I've been around since 1997. I'm not going away. I mean, I've been here forever. I'll be here forever. You know, my customer service is the best in the industry. We take care of people. You can talk to a human being. You know, so we pride ourselves on customer service people. That's why if you do a Google search for, you know, my name, you can't find anybody saying bad things about me just because I've worked very hard to have, you know, great customer service and take care of everybody.
Wow. Very, very cool. And then one other question, I mean, who is this for? Like, who is this for? And I might ask, who is this not for?
Well, let me say who it's not for. You know, it's not for you if you really think you can get something for nothing, if you can do nothing and get results. You know, just going back to that thing that I shared with you about Jack Canfield, you know, belief, action, result, it doesn't work. It's so funny. I have a joke with my wife. You know, we joke about it, you know, when we go to the post office, and I say, "Do you get any checks in the mail? You know, where's the checks in the mail?" Remember that guy? I love that guy. "You don't get checks in the mail." I'm like, dude. You got to do something to get checks in the mail. You know, you can't. They don't just show up. I mean, it's
right.
So if you think that happens, you know, this is not for you. And if you want to, I guess, you know, Napoleon Hill wrote back in 1937, the universe will not support trying to get something for nothing. So really, that's not for you. So, and I don't think anybody listening to that, you know, listening right now is like that. So, listen, if this is for you, if, for example, if you're in network marketing, if you're in direct sales, if you want more recruits, more team members, I know we have a lot of folks in network marketing. If you want to dump your head trash around money, if you want to increase your income, you know, if you are a coach, I know we have a lot of folks who are life coaches or health coaches.
Healers.
If you want to do that, if you want to have more clients, you know, or grow your coaching practice. If you're a home-based business owner and you want more customers, if you really just want to use your brain to create the lifestyle that you really want. This really is, I would say this is more a lifestyle program. This is about creating and certainly the steps to create your ideal lifestyle. And it all has to happen from within. This is the difference between the inner game and the outer game. You do need to have both, but if you start on the inner game, everything in the outer game becomes so much easier.
Yeah, and it's easier. I mean, that's the key. I mean, you're not going to sit around and get checks in the mail for doing absolutely nothing, but doing those steps of the things that get you maybe more clients as a healer, or maybe selling your work or selling your services or selling what you create, you're not struggling. Your foot's not on the brake. It's just you get ideas, you get joy, you get the excitement back, you get the movement back in your life, or we want to be into the flow of giving and receiving and exchanging because you realize you have value and you have a gift. And so I want that for everybody, and I work so hard to convey that here on the You Wealth Revolution because I don't think anybody's here for an accident. I think everybody here is somebody here designed to change the planet, change the world. Last thing, though, I know we're way long here, but I'm going to just ask, is there a favorite story or a favorite, you know, someone that maybe worked with you that really sticks out in your mind and is something that maybe surprised you about the program or working with the program?
Yeah. I was teaching a seminar in Denver a few years ago, and there was this one young lady in the audience, and she was very attractive, very, you know, bright. She was a doctor, and we asked her about, it was actually a program on relationships, and we asked her a question about relationships, and she broke down in tears. She literally just broke down. She had just gone through a divorce, and she was basically saying to herself that, you know, I'll never be happy in love. I'll never find the right guy. And that's what she really, really believed. Well, she started working with the program. She changed her thoughts. She changed her questions. She was really just following the steps. She called our office about less than 2 months later, and she said that she had actually found the perfect guy for her, and now they're happily married. They've been happily married for, you know, many years now, And the other beautiful thing is she always wanted to write a book. She like I mentioned, she's a chiropractor, and she always wanted to write a book, and you know, really didn't believe she could do it. Her first book just came out last year. So, I mean, it's
wow.
really been an amazing story. So I know for those of you who are, you know, looking for that relationship or want to strengthen your existing relationships or, you know, publish a book, I know 80% of people want to have a book out. I mean, you know, again, I can't promise all these things. That, you know, I'm not saying this is what's going to happen for you, but, I mean, my gosh, this is what has happened. I've had several people go through the program and publish their first book. So I've literally helped many people get their first book. So if that's in your heart, you know, this is for you. And so I'm excited to share this with you. I'm excited for all the people who are already signing up. I mean, we're really getting a flurry of orders already, people joining. And I just want to welcome everybody, and I'm really excited to work with all of you.
Wow. Well, thank you so much, Noah, for being here and sharing and being fun, being exciting. Hey, being goofy like me sometimes, just because we care and we want people to have the best life that they deserve. And so I love that, because people realize, like, we're just, you know, two regular guys and we want to help, and that's the key. So thank you so much, my friend, for being here and sticking to your path and mission to get this out to the world, because so many people are benefiting from it. I just am so thankful.
Well, thank you, Darius. It's an honor, a privilege, and again, I'm really excited to work with everybody.
Absolutely. Well, fantastic. Well, all right, let's do this. Let's send Noah just a huge amount of love and thanks here at the UAuth Revolution. On the count of three, one, two, and three. And that is wonderful.
Yeah, I felt it.
Oh,
that was great.
All right.